Hey, what's up,
Blog
everybody? This
Talk
is back.
Radio.
Oh, great. Yeah, the Blog Talk Radio intro is back on. Guess I have to go in and edit that. So, doing a little test show here. We're going to try and do a weekly podcast. We might get back into the weekly show sometime here soon. Had some things going on, had to take care of personally since I believe it was July. So, I do apologize for the... got a few fans out there, I know, that listen, so I definitely apologize we left you hanging for so long, but got everything back together, so we're going to start talking about some things, do a weekly podcast, maybe a couple times a week, we'll see how it goes, see how many people are interested, what's going on, and get on here and blab about some stuff happening, and maybe go into my preparedness rants about, you know, watching yourself, taking care of yourself, making sure you're prepared for random things that happen. You can go on and check out the irateminority.net page. I'm going to start doing some writing again and have some links to the podcast there. You can also check us out on Twitter, irateminority. And actually the Twitter is _irateminority_. And then on Facebook, of course, it's just irateminority. And I have my own page, Bax Baxton. If you want to send a friend request, feel free to do so. So, going to just do some testing here, see how it sounds. Maybe try to do a little bit more production quality. We're going to get some guests on here. Got some local people who are doing some interesting things, some musicians, some artists. So we're definitely going to try and move this thing forward and make it a weekly thing. So, again, this is just a test show. There's a lot of stuff going on. Maybe touch a few brief topics. Ideally, we're going to take a look at the news and see what's going on and see if we can get some fresh takes. If anybody wants to call in, you're out there listening right now. I posted a link there. We only got about 10 minutes on the show. I was trying to get it to do a half hour, but for some reason the thing's being difficult. So that's why this is a test show. But got about 10 minutes. If you want to call in and blab, you can call in at 914-338-1308. Got about 10 minutes left. So if you're going to call, I would do it now. A lot going on. President Trump is, you know, never leaves much to be desired to talk about. I mean, he is constantly tweeting. Lately, the biggest thing I think that is in the news is him referring to the leader of North Korea as Rocket Man in front of the United Nations. You know, I have mixed feelings about this. I mean, he is the leader of our country, and when you go in front of the United Nations with all the leaders in the world, a certain candor is to be expected. You know, you should carry yourself a certain way, and referring to another country's leader, even if it is a nut like the leader of North Korea, you know, you still need to be careful calling them names. I mean, that's pretty... I mean, for people like me, you know, who are doing a podcast, you know, it's not really a big deal. You know, I can call him Rocket Man, call him a nut. You know, that's entertainment, you know, and news on top of that. But, you know, when you start calling people out on a national, international stage like that, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that is just crazy. He called him a Rocket Man. And, I don't know. It's nuts. I don't think he should do it. I think he needs to present himself a little better. You know, all of those critics who are talking about him creating division are definitely getting their statements reinforced. You know, when you're calling people out like that, and then you're talking about NFL players, and you're encouraging people to leave games, you're encouraging owners to fire people for demonstrating, you're crossing a line. And the whole thing, I mean, it started with Colin Kaepernick, you know, and he was kneeling during the Star Spangled Banner, and this was in protest. Now, whether or not you agree with it is different from supporting it, and it is different from supporting our right to protest the way we see fit. You can't fire someone for not standing for the Star Spangled Banner. I mean, that's a right for someone to protest. Okay, now when you get out there and protest like an idiot and you're breaking things, you're causing trouble, you're breaking the law, that's quite another thing. Okay, but when you're kneeling, trying to bring attention to racial injustice, racial violence, police brutality, you know, the laundry list of reasons these guys are doing this, that's their prerogative. You know, that's their right as an American citizen. Agreeing with it or not shouldn't be coming into play on the president's agenda, okay? And I understand people who feel like it's disrespectful, okay? I get that. I really do. But I also support these guys because they're standing up for what they believe in, and they're using their stature and the national stage that they're given, you know, as players in the NFL and, you know, what other sports that they're doing this. You know, if you don't like it, don't buy their jerseys, okay? Don't support their team. But you can't expect these people to be fired. You know, I just think, I don't think it's disrespectful to veterans, okay? I understand why people do, okay? And without the context, you know, without talking to these people and wondering why and asking why they're protesting and why they're kneeling, okay, then, you know, you could definitely say, oh, it's disrespectful to veterans and the people who fought for our country, okay? I get it, but I don't feel as though it's appropriate to call for them to be fired because of their political statement. You know, this is America. You know, you're supposed to be able to protest. And whether that protest is you being a redneck and chanting blood and soil around a statue of a Confederate soldier or simply not standing for the Star Spangled Banner at a game, that's your right to do so. And while these may be polar opposite forms, and I'll tell you right now, I have no love for a fascist or neo-Nazi or someone who, you know, believes that one race is supreme over another or who feels that slavery was okay, they have a right to protest. They have a right to stand around a statue, okay? And I think that it's also worthy of note, this is a minority, okay? And I would rather have people out in the open protesting and know who these people are and what they stand for than have them do it behind closed doors, you know, and have some sort of resistance or group building without, you know, people being aware of it. If they're out in the open doing it, at least we know who they are. You know, I think that that's definitely a plus. You know, not to mention, again, and I can't say this enough, it is our right to protest. Even if your idea is stupid and idiotic and archaic, you can still get up and protest. Now, when you talk about this, and I will say jackass, who had the Nazi armband, I'm sorry, but if you're going to walk around with a Nazi armband on your person and harass people in public, I'm not okay with the calls for violence, but if you get punched in your face, well, you kind of asked for it, okay? I'm sorry, but that dude probably deserved to be punched in the face, if not totally deserved to be punched in the face. And, it wasn't exactly as though he had a group of people and they were, engaging in a civil protest for their corrupt belief system. He was walking around on his own, harassing people while sporting an armband. Okay. So, again, this is just me blabbing. This is very brief. We've got about 90 seconds left here. So, just kind of doing a very, very short test show and seeing how the recording goes, making sure all the kinks are worked out. We're gonna do this more often, and hopefully, I'll be more prepared. Won't get on here and just blab. I know I said that before. This is Bax with Irate Minority, and I do want to address something that is kind of funny, but not funny at the same time. Someone thought that the website was I Rate Minorities, meaning giving minorities a rating, and that's definitely not it. It's actually a quote. The tireless irate minority. So I definitely don't want to be have that confused at all. Okay. It's Samuel Adams. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Having said that, this is Bax with Irate Minority on Blog Talk Radio. And we will be back later in the week or next week with a fresh podcast, and I will be ready to go. Have a great day.